My name is Adam Fado. You're listening to Type Radio. Now, we talking.
Type Radio FM.
Now we're talking.
If you had a chance to do something else, what would that be?
Oh, I guess I would have tried harder to get my first degree at university that I have sort of not really been able to finish and collect for many years. Maybe I'm still
going to do it. Which was?
In business administration. I've done about 90%, 95% of the program, and then I sort of never found the guts to do the missing 5% and write the master's thesis and
get Why a diploma. Is that?
Oh, because I found, the current type project so interesting that I just felt, well, if I had a chance to do a huge be part of a huge addition operation of the Euro character to 3,000 fonts with Tira Typeworks in Canada, I knew that, they won't be adding the Euro character to 3,000 fonts in 3 years from now. It's just happening now, so it's either now or never. And that was just a very cool project for me because I like these sorts of things, doing one thing on 3,000 fonts. That's the kind of.
But thing. You were studying business administration.
Yeah.
And then that project.
I sort of postponed my graduation and took on some typographic projects and preferred to beta test FontLab for and write lengthy reports to Yuri rather than write my assignments. I guess that's the thing that I could have. I still hope to finish it, but it would be just much much easier, and I would be much more relieved if I had had it done. And my mother would be much more relieved. I think my mother's big. Concern is that I won't get a diploma and I will be lost in the world. So
you'll be still...
And my grandma. It's actually... I would like to do it,
For
just
them.
To, yeah, just to keep my grandma happy because she, she worries, I hope unnecessarily, but still, it's sort of hurting for me that she worries and I think, well...
Can't you design her a fake certificate? No.
I'm not going to... No, I wouldn't do that. No.
That's a bit too far.
So you'll be in the font business in 5 years still, you think?
I think so, yes. I think, yes, in 5 years, definitely. There's many things to do in the font business.
How do you see developments in the font business? Will OpenType already become obsolete and unnecessary or failed, for instance?
Well, there will be something else. Well, I think, my personal view is that in the terms of the Latin letter, really a lot has been said. So there is still room for invention, but it's, I would say, 90% of the things that are, appear, that people do right now are sort of obsolete because, they're trying to reinvent, let's say, Frutiger, but it's not better than Frutiger, it's worse, so there's no point. But there are still some great typefaces that people bring out, and some of the old people still do great stuff, so I'm looking forward to it always. But on the other hand, I think the Latin alphabet is just one of many, and there are quite a few other alphabets or writing systems where a lot can be done. Arabic is very fascinating to me personally. Cyrillic is very fascinating. I have a great passion for Cyrillic and also the other writing systems, although I don't know much about them, but like Asian scripts. But altogether, I think there is... a lot of a room for invention there, and maybe the Latin typographic tradition can learn from these experiences, I hope. So maybe, you know, if the Arabic script gets some cool stuff in 5 years, 3 years, then the Latin in 10 years will draw from these experiences.
You're a consultant for several projects. How honest are you? I mean...
Oh, I am... I am very honest. I think not being honest is on a short run. It doesn't make sense to cheat, because at some point, you know, people will figure it out. And I am interested in working with, you know, my clients in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years.
But is there a difference between one client and the other, for example?
Well, fortunately not, because I get along with the people I work, I happen to work for very well. I mean, you know, the typographic community is so small that I think many projects come to life because the people, you know, like each other and can get along well, so then they start to work together. So it's sort of like a interchange. It's not really that, you know, I would get hired anonymously by somebody because they published an ad in a paper. It's usually been a type high conferences where, you know, some ideas came into existence after a beer, or before a beer, or during, and then, you know, we've done it, or they've done it.
Is that why you bring the vodka along to conferences?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there something you really hate about the type business and your job?
No, because I have this, you know, this mission. I think that typography should, you know, improve world. And I hate things that when I walk around in, you know, a public transportation system in some city that I don't know, and I can't find the way, and I know that, you know, two simple signs would fix it. I hate that. I hate the main train station in Frankfurt, Maine. Every time I go to Linotype, I exit the train at the train station, and then I try to find my way to the right subway line, and every single time it's an effort. So I think of myself, you know, if I actually consciously look for sign and follow them and I'm sensitive, but I've noticed many people are just, you know, walk in circles and keep asking, where is this line going to? And it's been like that for 5 years. And it's, you know, Frankfurt, Maine, one of the biggest cities in one of the wealthier countries in the world.
Do you know who's done the signage there?
No. But I think Linotype should go and talk to these people there in a transportation office, mm-hmm, of city of Frankfurt. And
you won't take action yourself?
I am now
okay,
you're now writing that letter to the mayor of Frankfurt.
Please go and talk to the transportation office and fix the signage at the main train station in Frankfurt.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Helsinki, ATYPEI 2005.